Hello, and welcome to the Wizard's Respite Sanctorum, a show that we dive into all things TTRPG and nerddom and all kinds of fun things. Today we got quite a show for you. I'm sharing with everybody my favorite, one of my favorite GM tools that's out there right now. I'm breaking down why it's my favorite and hopefully getting people like my good buddy Zachariah, my co-host here, to maybe give it a shot, take a look at it. Zach, how are you doing today?
I'm here. I'm walking. Sorry about my voice, everybody. It has decided, due to my recording schedule, to just stop working. It's like, no, I'm not going to do that anymore today. So, sorry. Sorry I sound like a Tom Waits video, but...
Yeah, well, we've been doing quite a bit, and you've been doing a lot of filming. I'm not surprised that it's catching up to you.
Yes, the buddy, most amount of work for the least amount of money. I'm trying to set a Guinness Book World Record.
It's a passion project, and one day it will pay off. I know it to be so.
If I had a nickel for every passion project I had, I would be rich. I would literally be rich, and they wouldn't be passion projects anymore.
Yeah. Are you ready to jump into today's show?
I'm very excited to hear about this. You've talked about this before. You've mentioned it to me before. I'm going to just really quickly show everybody what my GM assistant is for all of my games. It's these little index, and Wizard can't see this. It's these little index card cases and little index cards. That's what I use for freaking ever. I go to the dollar store and I just buy like 2,000 of these things, and just every note I ever make is on an index card. And that's what I use right now. And I'm going to go ahead and say it is not the most efficient that has ever existed. So I'm kind of excited to see this.
I used to do binders full of print-offs that I'd be able to flip through really quickly. And it was okay. There's nothing to say that there's anything necessarily wrong with that. As I got into doing more games, more than one game, I found that I had just stacks of paper. Then I go through some of that, and then I don't know what to do with the old ones, and it just keeps building up and building up. And then, you know, you get things mixed up, things can get lost pretty easily. So I started looking for something myself that would kind of help things a bit, and I tried a bunch of different programs. I really did check out a bunch of different things, and they...
Well, and to just digress one slightly more second before you get into it, And this is going to sound like a plug. It really isn't. It's just like the single mod game is designed literally because I hate keeping track of stuff as a game master. And I hate having those moments as a game master where you have to stop and go, all right, everybody, hold on. I wasn't planning on having you here with this NPC, so I have to create an NPC, and it's going to take me 20 minutes. So everybody go get a pop or something. Like, I hate those moments of breaking immersion, which is one of the reasons single mod is so simple. It's just six. Like, I can make a single mod character in 5 minutes. Flat, easy.
I've seen him do it. It's the truth.
Yes. I try to do speed characters sometimes. It's like, how fast can I make a character? And then, but like, I would have liked a system like what you're about to talk about, you know what I mean? Just because of that.
And the thing that really helped me a lot with this is the thing that made me jump into it and really go through this is it's the lack of bloat. So many note-taking programs, so many systems out there for games even. I mean, single mod's very efficient, but you and I are both passionate about TTRPGs in general, and not all RPGs are very efficient.
Well, and sometimes that's to the benefit of the RPG, you know what I mean?
It is.
Like, some RPGs different styles are better to not be efficient, you know?
And yeah.
So, it's kind of like... It's kind of like different poisons.
Yeah, different styles of game, different flavors, you know? Like, sometimes you want something that's fast and quick, and sometimes you want something where you really have to think about strategy in the long term and the short term and in the moment. My issue is that a lot of note-taking programs in the RPG sphere are bloated and give you so many features that you have to pour through. There's no streamlinedness to them, and I might as well just go back to my giant stack of notes that I'm clunking around with me wherever I play. Which is one why I wanted to talk about the Goblin's Notebook.
Okay.
I love this thing. I've been using it. I use it as a player. I use it as a GM. And I use it for writing. It's actually helped me organize my game notes quite a bit, just to world building and creating these things and someplace to organize them so I can quickly reference back to what it was I'm trying to do and what we did, you know, a few scenes back or whatnot. So should I go ahead and share the image here?
Well, before you do, I do have just a couple questions to share right off the bat. How much is it? Where do you get it?
So they got a
couple. Keep that in my mind while we talk about it.
They have two sort of packages that you can go. The first one is free. The free allows you to have all of the features, but it limits how many campaigns you can take on.
Okay.
So if you were just playing one game, or maybe I think two games, I can't remember because I'm actually doing the paid version. But if you just have a couple of campaigns or one campaign, the free version is all you need. However, if you have multiple campaigns, multiple stories, multiple characters that you're either playing in or that you're the GM for, you can go onto the Patreon, the Goblin's Notebook Patreon, and sign up for their actual paid version, which is like $3, I think $3.99 a month.
Oh, so it's a subscription fee.
A subscription, yeah.
Okay. All right, $2.99 is not too bad. I do like the idea of getting it free to know if it's worth if it works for you to actually pay the $3.99 a month, you know.
And that's what I did to start with. I started out with it just being free, and I ended up loving it so much I wanted to bring it into my other games. And I was like, okay, this one's actually worth it. I'm pretty frugal with the equipment I sign up with. Okay, and so one of the things I really liked about this program is how clean and efficient it is. So many other programs out there I thought were like just full of bloat. And you know, I was able to test it out before I actually bought into it, to see how clean it was, how efficient it was, and whether or not the tools would even be useful for me. And that's where the value really came into for me, why I ended up buying it. I was using it so much.
That's one of the things that makes me nervous about these kind of programs. You know what I mean? And I've thought about them, especially now, because when I was, I don't want to say younger, but like before I was doing the TTRPG stuff through the channel, all my games were done in person. So it kind of felt like weird to have a computer next to me, you know, or to be doing it with my phone. So one of the reasons I never got into those programs. Now that I'm doing it on the computer, I kind of feel like it would behoove me to have a program like this. It would be a lot easier, because I'm going to tell you right now, I run out of space so fast on my desk, because there's just index cards, and especially in the TMNT. The TMNT is like there's three game books, as well as my notebook, and I'm just like trying to thumb through stuff. So this would be useful, but then I run into most of those programs you have to pay up front, and you don't know if it's going to be what you want. And another thing, and I'm probably early on asking this, but the other thing that keeps me from getting it is the D&D thing. Almost all of these programs are engineered directly for D&D. And like, I don't play D&D. The games that I play are not D&D oriented. So like,
right.
I am nervous about like how hard it would be to change stuff in the program, if you can change stuff in the program, stuff like that.
Actually, I'm really glad you brought that up.
Probably getting ahead of us, because we haven't even gotten into the program. But
no, that's actually a really good segue into one of my favorite features about this. Because as I said, I actually play this, you know, for the games that you and I play. I have my character sheets for, you know, single mod in there. I have my character sheets for TMNT, you know, a book from the 90s. Where are you going to get a Palladium style character sheet recording program?
Right.
You know? So this system, the Goblin's Notebook, does come with a standard D&D 5e template that's already built and ready to go. So if you're into playing D&D 5e, you already have that. But the way that they've set this up is you can quickly, to a moderate degree, reformat this in virtually any way that you want. So all of the various tools and functions and mathematics can be calculated out for you in anything. Like, I mean, obviously, single mod is a new game. I put single mod stats, single mod breakdown, single mod stuff in here, already lined up, already coded. So all of the abilities, as they rank up, I can easily change them to in my system.
What kind of, did you need to know coding for that, or?
So HTML is how you do it, HTML coding. They have a help guide that gives you all the basics. To be honest with you, I know a little bit about HTML coding, but it's been a while since I've done anything. This was like back in the day when you were like doing HTML coding for your
Angel Fire page. Baby.
Yeah.
I did Angel Fire games back when we were in high school. It was Angel Fire. It was like, exactly. We're going to do a role-playing game on Angel Fire through the message board system. And
that's
many games like that.
That was my history of HTML. So yeah. So I did have to go in and look it up. It wasn't hard to do. I came up with a few tricks that actually made it really fast. And now, like, I can... One of the cool features about this is once you've written it out once, you can make it a template and just repeat whatever it is you've done.
Nice.
So you only have to do it really once.
That's cool. I like that.
Yeah.
I like
that. It's handy. It's handy in that aspect. And the other thing is, like I was saying, bloat is my biggest problem with all of... I play 5e. D&D Beyond is bloated beyond hell. Like, I don't like D&D Beyond because it's so bloated. A lot of the other ones that are big out there, they're third party, are really bloated. Not a big fan of that stuff. So the HTML stuff, though it may be a little cumbersome on the front end, once you get it going, you got a smooth system, and you don't have all this extra bloated crap to wade through just to find that one spell or just to find your notes on that one thing.
Well, and I like that it seems to be... that is another thing. It's very hard to find one of these like organizational programs that isn't engineered specifically for D&D. I don't mind there being that being a starting template, but I like that at least what you're saying, it seems relatively easy to change it to what you need, which is nice. You know, especially if I'm paying for the product, I'd want to be able to do what I want with it, and I'm never going to run a D&D game. I'm just not. I've come to realize I'm much better playing crunch games than running them. I'm much better at game mastering narrative games and not so great at playing them. So like it's kind of like it's kind of reversed depending on what I'm doing. But yeah, I'm interested to see it. I really am interested to see it.
Okay, why don't I pop it up then on the screen and we'll kind of go through it.
I'm going to try and, for everybody out there, this is a video thing on Spotify, so you can watch this section. We're going to try and talk about it as much as possible. But anywhere I post this has a video attachment with it. And I'm going to try and cover up my face and kind of make the screen bigger so that you can see it easier.
Okay, so what we're looking at here is basically a series of these panels, location, creatures, quests, things, and a little panel off to the side that actually gives you the information once you click on one of the items in the columns that I just listed. That's it. Locations, creatures, quests, things. If you want, there's one more, organizations that pop in. I got rid of that on that particular set of notes because I really wasn't doing anything with organizations. I didn't really need it. The underneath each one of those headers is a series of things that notes that you can just put in there. So I have, you know, locations such as, you know, a town that the characters might visit, and then I can open that town up and underneath it see a series of different locations that are within that town.
That's interesting.
And creatures, it's the same thing. I have like these larger category, friendly NPCs, enemies, PCs. Under friendly NPCs, I go in there, I click on one of them, and I get all their stat blocks. Real quick, real easy, right there. And you can just sweep across, look very quickly, grab your character, and you have everything you need at your fingertips. And even better than that, you can section off whole categories by moments in the campaign. So in Astral Drive, we are about to start our second leg of the campaign. So the first leg could be called the Genesis, or
Axiom
campaign, right? Because we visited Axiom, all of the characters and NPCs from Axiom are there. The second campaign could be called Genesis, because we're about to walk onto that planet. And all of the NPCs can be for that campaign, for that planet, can be in that set of notes. So you don't ever end up getting bogged down with a giant stack of NPCs that you don't need anymore, or lost in them, which is one of the things that really cut the bloat out for me.
Yeah, that's nice. And it just works off your browser.
Yeah. Yeah, it just works straight off your browser. What you're seeing here is all of the features that you can use. I think the number of campaigns and chapters you can use were what was limited in the original for free setting. But that means all of the features you can explore and play with and tinker with before you buy it to see if it's even worth your time. Well, nothing is behind a paywall. You just get more of what you've already seen.
It's very cool. I do like the simplicity of it. I'm not going to lie. Can you show me how you would like edit it for like single mod or something?
Yeah, let me take you over to the notes I actually keep for single mod. This is single mod and my personal characters. This is also the Stump Gang for Alfred Whitecastle. When I click on that character, I've made this character. All of his stats appear here. Now, I've gone a little above and beyond, and I've really tinkered with the HTML. And I really mean a little above and beyond. It doesn't take that much tinkering, and they have a whole help section for you to get the right codes that they use.
Oh, that's cool.
But you can make that screen bigger, give a side-by-side view, and then you can just, on the left side, type in your very, very basic HTML code. Like, if you want something to be bold, it's asterisk, 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 before and after the word that you want in bold and black, and that's it. It's not complicated. You're not writing, like, a pile of code to get this to look the way you want it to.
That's cool. Is there a way to, like, share your code with other Goblin's Notebook users? So, like, if I got Goblin's Notebook, you've already done some work on single mod. I'm going to be using it for single mod a good amount. Could I just, like, get your HTML from you in some way?
Yeah, there's a bunch of different ways of doing that. One, the Goblin's Notebook has a Discord channel. And a bunch of people that use the Goblin's Notebook are in there, and they share code all the time. So if you want to borrow code from, you know, was that Werewolf Apocalypse or whatnot, if there's somebody in there, they may have already built the code. You can go check the community, see if they already have code for the SAP blocks for that particular game.
That's really cool. Does the Discord cost money? I know some Discords are locked behind the Patreon.
No,
it's free. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
That is really cool.
And additionally, if, you know, like, I've already built this out, I can just copy and paste the code that I've already built and just send it to you. And then you can just copy and paste it into your own thing, awesome. Into your own account, making it pretty, I mean, a little bit of legwork, but once you get it, you got it.
So let me ask you this. If like right now, if you're going to put an NPC in here, since you're sharing your screen, that was a loud banging from upstairs where my kid is. Okay, nobody's crying or screaming, so I think we're okay. Let's say you're going to make an NPC right now. How would you go about doing that for, say, since you already have the code for single mod, how would you go about doing that?
So,
like, can you walk us through it right now on the thing?
Yeah, let me go to, oh, you know what? I can, because I do have a single mod as a GM account
Ha
and set up,
Yes,
but
but I'm playing in it. I'm playing in it.
you're playing in it.
All right,
And
which
there's
is.
some that's the only thing that I actually have a very good single mod like lineup. Unfortunately,
We can't look at it because I would glean information. Okay, so let me ask you this. Could you just do a fake character right now and just like walk through and then delete it later so we could see it?
Okay, so we're in characters right here.
Okay.
I have Astral Drive as my first tab in there, so all my
So I
Astral
see the
Drive
stump game. Did
information.
you put in HTML for the TMNT too?
Yeah,
Wow, that's
I
cool.
did.
Oh,
Text is right
nice.
here.
Oh, cool.
So let's go with Stump Gang then. I pop in.
Sure.
Let's see. There's a random character, Grog. I don't know.
Yeah,
He's gonna be
Grog's
some
fine.
guy that pops in.
Grog works. I'm down with Grog.
So when you pop in, you don't have anything. You need to type it all in.
I'm gonna have to work Grog into the story now.
What's that?
I'm gonna have to work Grog into the story now.
Well, we're creating an NPC right here on the fly.
Right.
A mutant for us.
Okay. So I see you've got nothing there other than Grog.
Down here underneath here, I can just start typing in whatever stuff I want
Okay.
for Grog, you know, as basically back information. Let's just say frog mutant, you know,
Right.
and the like. If I want to have like a header or something in there. And this is where the template stuff comes in. You only got to do it once. Let me see. If I want to a little bit of HTML code for a template, I have a line break right there. If I
Okay.
want to have a bold, actually that's a bold break. If I want to have a line break right there, it's already applied. I put them in. These are my templated, you know, features.
Okay. So it's not as easy as just applying the HTML that you used for text. You still have to go through each different little HTML thing. Which is
Yes.
not a downside.
What
I'm
do you
just
mean?
trying to understand it. Well, like you've already done text. Is there a way to just like copy that HTML over here but with a blank writing? There's no way to do
You
that.
would have to come up with like a basic template. So if you have like a template
Oh,
lined
I
up, you could
see.
say something like
I gotcha.
character header, right?
Right.
And
And
then
then you
bold.
copy it all. And then just replace those little sections.
Yes, you could do it that way. You could also go into the settings and under like creatures right here, you can create a template for just creatures.
Oh,
So every time you
nice.
start a template,
That's what I was looking for right there. Yeah.
and furthermore, you can have these templates for different types of creatures. Is it a player character? There'll be a template for that player character with, you know, header will be in bold. You go into editing the code, you just change header to the character's name. You know, underneath that, attributes will be in bold. All the HTML will be there. You just change attributes, or you go underneath attributes and you start filling out all the categories within the HTML code that's already pre-written.
Gotcha. Interesting, interesting.
And the thing that makes this even more, this is the reason right here that I moved to you to the paid version.
Okay.
Going back up to text, come down here. So this is all the basic information, all my notes about the character if I want to get the specifics. But if I'm really like I'm in a fight, I don't want to look through all of this. I don't want to have to punch in a bunch of numbers. Down here they have a special category underneath the notes, a special section for your stats.
Nice.
And they have a built-in dice rolling feature that you can, with HTML code, set up. So all you have to do is push a button, it automatically
Nice.
rolls the dice with your modifiers attached to it.
I like that. I like that. That's very cool. That's very cool. So you just click on the character, hit the roll dice, that's what they rolled. That's pretty sweet. That's pretty
I
sweet.
got a D100 right here for all basic skill rolls. I got my roll with punches right here, and you can and now I will say that this is a little bit heavier. It's a little bit, it's the same basic HTML code, but there's more to it. Right. I do struggle with this aspect a little bit because you're creating different cells.
Right.
And I go the extra mile and make sure that they're all lined up in different cells, different codes that relate to each other. You don't necessarily have to do it that way. You can use the dice roller any place in the game. So even up here in my basic notes, when I have like just my stat block stuff lined out in my basic notes, my for text, it's Palladium. I have IQ, the ME, the MA, all of the basic stats for Palladium style games.
Right.
I could put a dice roller right here for those.
Oh, nice. So it's there's a little bit more work that goes in, but it's very customizable.
Very customizable. There's a little bit more work on the front end. You can do the templates to really calm that down. And to be honest with you, you can use, there's some AI bots out there that make this go like that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What you can do with an AI bot is basically give the bot a template of a character you've already built. Build one character, flesh it out, make it perfect exactly the way you want it with all the HTML code. Then you take the stats that you've written for a completely different character, no HTML code, and tell the bot, take my stats from this character and use the code that I've used for the previous character and flesh it out.
Gotcha.
It will do it a second later. That's actually how I do most of my characters. I make the stats first and then I'll use a free AI bot to write the code in for me.
Oh, cool. Cool. Well, that's very cool, man. That is very cool.
I find it pretty useful, and it is one of the reasons why I want to talk about it. I use it for all my games as a GM. And just so everybody knows out there, Goblin's Notebook is 100% not involved with getting me to talk about that. They're not paying us. This is not an advertisement.
No.
I really like this thing.
It definitely sounds like an infomercial, but no, this is completely non-paid, non-promotional material. Wiz just wanted to do an episode about Goblin's Notebook, and I didn't know what it was.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's it.
I like it. And so I like sharing things that I think other people might find useful. It may not be for everybody if you really hate computers, and you really hate computers. But yeah. if you're looking for a note-taking program that's online, for your online games or anything like that, and this one's definitely worth checking out.
Well, I'm not going to deny the stat stuff and HTML stuff aside, it would be really useful for note-taking just because I have had the hardest time keeping names straight, especially now that we're doing as many games as we're doing. Like,
right.
What color hair was this person? What name was this person, you know? And it's just like, I don't remember. It's the one downside of doing shows of this stuff is it's like, we're doing a show. They're going to be able to remember. I'm not, you know? So right. I don't want to screw up the canon or the continuity. This would be really useful for something like that, you know?
And I go above and beyond with the HDMI stuff, to be honest with you. You really can make a lot of use out of this without making it look right. The exact way you want it to look.
Right.
I just push the boundaries a little bit on that.
Well, and that's cool that you can. I like that there's a customizability that allows you to get as in depth as you would like to be with it. I definitely like that there is a way to like add single mod to it relatively easily, and not necessarily worry about, you know, it just living in D&D land. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's really cool. Well, do you want to switch back to your face? Are we done looking at the template?
Let's get back over to it.
All right.
So yeah, like I said, I wanted to share this with everybody. I think it's a fun tool for everybody to use. I'd say if anything, like the only nitpicks I have about it are things that the creator has already been working on. So it's just one guy that's creating this thing and he's doing it step by step. I would love to have an initiative tracker built in. Other people have expressed interest about it. The creator has talked about putting one in. It isn't here yet, but it does sound like it's on the horizon.
You know, initiative in games, not to digress, is probably It's one of those things that, like, nobody thinks about it mattering, and then it is the biggest drag on any combat I think I've ever had, is, like, initiative and how you do initiative. It's just, like, you. It's one of those things that you don't expect it to be, but if your initiative system isn't good, it just drags the whole godforsaken game down. Like, and, like, and then if you can't track it, it's like, okay, who's going now? And then you gotta re-roll it, and it's like, as a game master, especially when you get in the big fights, it's like, all right, let's do it. And then you're like, well, before we do it, let's all roll a ton of D20s to figure out what order we go in. And then you've got to ask everybody their order and write it down. It just breaks the combat. An initiative tracker would be really nice for anything, I think. Any game out there with initiative.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be. I think he's going to do it. One thing I didn't touch on, because I don't actually use this feature in this system, is that you can actually have your players set up their own accounts, and you can share information that you choose to share with them. You can make it public to them. So if you have a new NPC that you're going to reveal to them, you can drop in and make that available to your players right there in this system.
Oh, that's cool.
And it could have a picture right there. I have stat blocks right here because I don't use this feature, but you could have just a picture right there and just under one of your files, just show them a picture that you have of your character.
Oh, that's cool.
And initiative tracker would be awesome to add in with this, because you can, your characters could potentially just put their initiative in this system and you'll just have it automatically rolled up. It's not there yet. It's not there yet, but hopefully it will be soon.
I mean, I want customization to be easier, obviously, but I mean, I like that it's there and that it is easy. I want to be able to click buttons, you know what I mean? Like, I want to be able to be like, oh, I'm not using D&D. What stats are you using? This stat, you know what I mean? I'm not saying that that's even possible as one dude doing it. I think if I had any nitpick, it is the subscription part of it is tough for me in my head to balance out, because I'm not just buying the software once. I am paying them $4 for the eternity of me using it.
Right, yeah.
Which is, I mean, I know that doesn't sound like a lot, but, you know, like, subscriptions are huge, you know what I mean?
They add up, or, you know, $4 isn't a lot, but $4 here, $4 there, $4 over
there.
And
everything's subscription, and it's kind of like, you're allocating that money for the rest of your life until you don't use that program anymore, you know? So so that's a little bit hard for me, but I'm not going to count it against them or anything. I just, if there would be any restrictor for me getting it, I would be much more likely to pay a one-time fee than a subscription fee.
Sure.
But at the same time, you are getting a level of, like, support from him and an ongoing work that that is kind of worth the subscription fee. I'm just saying that, like, for me as a person specifically, I have a harder time signing on to subscriptions than I do just buying something right out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I hear you on that. I do.
So that would be my only nitpick, I guess.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I get that. Overall, though, it sounds like you're at least interested in giving it a swing.
I'm definitely going to try it, I think. For at least, like, note-keeping purposes, I want to download it, and I want to kind of, like, try and work, pick one of my campaigns and try and use it in my campaign and see how well it kind of, like, works for me. Because, again, I don't love the idea of sitting down and, like, typing stuff into my computer, you know, because then it makes game mastering feel like work to me. It's supposed to be fun for me, so I like to, like, write a couple of notes on an index card here or there. When, like, honestly, right now, most of the stuff I do as a game master, I do at my kid's music lesson. When I take her to the music lesson, I have to just sit around for an hour. So during that hour, I just take some index cards and work out the stories and NPCs there, because most of the stuff I'm game mastering is single mod, so I don't have to build the giant character sheet or whatever. But at the same time, like, there is something very appealing especially now that most of my gaming is done through Discord and online, about instead of having stacks of papers and index cards that are literally falling, I'm falling all over during the game, just being able to, like, click a button on a screen and see what I need to see right then and there. You know, there was a few moments yesterday where we streamed TMNT. Sorry, this won't come out for a week. I don't know why I didn't point that out. But the last time we played the Stump Gang, which is a very stat-heavy sort of game, there were a couple of moments where it's like we were in the middle of this awesome fight and I had to stop us to kind of flick through my notebook to find the right character sheet to then kind of go over that to figure out what this person can do, whereas I would have liked it a lot more. It would have gone a lot faster if I could just go, okay, General Braddock has this, blop, blop, blop. All right, let's roll, you know? I definitely see the benefit of it. Especially if you're a person who plays over Discord and on the internet.
Yeah. And that's really all I wanted to showcase to people. Just another option out there that isn't, you know, lots of people love some of the big ones out there, like World Anvil and stuff like that. And if they do, that's great for them. It isn't really for me. It's too big for me. It's too broad. And I know I can't be the only person out there that's dealing with that.
Right.
So give this a try. Check it out. Hopefully it'll work.
And I do just want to say before we get into plugs, disclaimer, my kid's home. So if you guys hear a lot of screaming in the background or loud TVs, I apologize. She is on spring break. Fatherhood. That's all I got.
All right, man. Are you ready for some plugs?
Some shameless self-promotion? Yes, of course.
All right, what do you got?
For me, we got a lot of stuff on Old Man Gaming. Too much stuff really to plug here. We do video games and TTRPGs, and we have at least a show a day of one or the other or both. Like, just constantly. On the TTRPG front, though, we have a lot more coming later in this year. We're working on a Doctor Who actual play that I think is going to be something really special. We're also working on Ordo Scriptorium, which Wiz is game mastering, which I also think is going to be really special because it's going to kind of coincide with our release of our new setting for single mod. And we also have Astro Drive, which we switched to pre-recording. Thank God we've switched to pre-recording, but pre-recording. That'll still come out same time, Wednesday nights at 9. I try and watch them live as a premiere, so if you want to chat with me, you can. And then TMNT once a month, the Stump Gang, and all of their fun 80s violence mischief that's got going on. And then, if I might say so, we're going to be starting something soon with Wiz. Me and Wiz like to play the one-on-one games, and we've been so involved in other stuff that we've kind of gotten, it's been hard. But we are going to start doing one-on-one games again. Instead of doing them as a stream like we did before, we're going to basically do bite-sized RPG chunks for you. So it'll be like 15, 30-minute episodes. The idea being that, like, we're going to game master for each other for 15-minute chunks and then put those episodes out as a podcast. I don't know if we're going to put them on this feed or if we're just going to do them on YouTube or what we're going to do. I got to talk to Wiz about that, but keep an eye out for that because I'm really excited about those.
It's going to be fun. More games to play. Always more games to play. Yeah.
Yes, until we drop dead from exhaustion, yes.
Yeah. All right, from my end, you know, as always, Wizard's Respite. This show and all of our TTRPG stuff can be seen there. It's a website dedicated to all things TTRPG and nerddom, and you can see the TMNG, the Astral Drive, everything over there. I also have shirts up over there, where you all RPG themed shirts of one sort or another. And I think that's all I got to plug for today. Should we go ahead and close it out?
I'm good.
All right, well, you know, everybody out there, check out the Goblin's Notebook. It's a lot of fun. Check out all of Zach's shows. He's got plenty of them, and they're all a lot of fun to watch. Check out The Wizard's Respite, and until next time, keep rolling them dice.